Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dutch Meyer. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting third. The right fielder, Pat Seary. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Felix Mackievich. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Kleiman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ed Kleiman. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Irv Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mayo Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wilkins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Don Black. And now, play ball. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer takes first base on ball four. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Seary moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkins misplays the ball. That's an error on Wilkins. Seary moves to third. Heath moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a pop-up towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross takes first base on ball four. Felix Mackievich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackievich hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kleiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleiman strikes out. Two outs. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ross moves to second. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 1 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 1 in the game. Seary takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kleiman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins hits a fly ball into center field. Makovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black hits a pop-up towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Makovich hits a pop-up towards short. Wilkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kleiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kleiman hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kleiman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 1 in the game. Peck hits a fly ball into right field. Seary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Makovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 2 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Siri hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreaux bunts towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. Heath moves to second. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Makovich takes first base on ball 4. Ross moves to second. Ed Kleiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleiman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kleiman hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilkins strikes out. One out. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0 for 1 in the game. Black hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kleiman fields it and throws to first for the out. Kell moves to second. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Meyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 3 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Seary hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 2 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peck moves to second. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 2 in the game. Estilella hits a fly ball into center field. Makovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Peck moves to third. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peck scores. Siebert moves to third. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Allie Reynolds now pitching. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco fields it and throws to second for the out. Siebert scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Bill McGee pinch hits for Bobby Wilkins. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Bush now playing shortstop. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Kell. Boudreau moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0 for 2 in the game. Black strikes out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peck strikes out. There goes Hall. The throw from Hayes to Boudreau, and Hall is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Makovich takes first base on ball 4. Paul O'Day pinch hits for Ali Reynolds. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maciewicz moves to second. Ed Wheeler pinch runs for Felix Maciewicz. Joe Barry now pitching. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. Wheeler moves to third. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-4 in the game. Rocco bunts towards first. Siebert fields the ball and throws to Barry covering. Safe. Wheeler scores. Meyer moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Seary hits a line drive into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Meyer moves to third. Rocco moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul O'Day now playing right field. Jim Bagby now pitching. Pat Seary now playing center field. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a pop-up towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-3 in the game. Estalella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Estalella moves to second. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. O'Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-4 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Barry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a pop-up towards third. Ross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Estilella hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Siri. Estilella reaches second base with a double. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Rosar takes first base on ball four. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Siri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush strikes out. One out. Joe Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 0-for-1 in the game. Barry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes fires to second and picks off Kell for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.